is Free Talk Live. We are launching into the third hour of the program. You are invited, as always, to take control of the airwaves, dial in toll-free, bring up anything. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there. Tonight it is Ian.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can, again, go to freetalklive.com. In fact, you can interact with various different things on the website. The main feature allows you to submit show prep suggestions. You see something online you think's pretty neat, you think our other listeners would enjoy it, you just submit it to the site, and then other listeners get to vote on whether they like or dislike, and the most liked will end up on the front page on the top of our website at freetalklive.com. And it's all free. Let's go into your phone calls, and if we get a chance to talk about intellectual property, Cynthia is on the line in Maine. Cynthia, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Sam, and Mark.
Hi, Ian, Sam, and Mark again.
Hey, Cynthia. What's on your mind?
Well, I heard a caller had called in after I had spoken with you, and I guess they were hoping I would give a call back to answer more questions.
Can you refresh what you were speaking with us about?
Yeah, my mind gets wiped completely clean after every show.
You guys had entitled it Land Dispute and Good Old Boys, and it was...
Yes. This was the issue in Maine with the windmills. You had a piece of property, essentially, you thought that you had it, and then some local politicians and judges apparently teamed up to basically take it from you. And there was a question that still remained on the table about whose actually name was on the deed.
Well, my grandfather, Loris Horn, had passed the property to my mom in a will. So all the property passed from this will to my mom and her sister and their mother and or his wife. And so the chain of property would have been in that will. No particular deed, just simply that will, and then there would have been older deeds that had transpired before the drawing up of the will. And the will actually described a tax map. Or, I'm sorry, a Kingfield Town map. One was dated 1924 and the other 1942. And also the tax commitment records for the town of Kingfield, which, again, never made it into court. But that was where the description of the property lied, was in that will.
So how was it that, was it your sister? Who was it that signed it away that was kind
cousin.
Of, your cousin?
My cousin, after they, you know, they really harangued my Aunt Becky while she was sick with cancer, and she fought them off, and the town of Kingfield tried to take it over as a discontinued road, and my Aunt Becky was able to head that off and get them to give a letter in 1989 saying they had no interest in the property. And this selectman, as soon as my aunt died of cancer, approached my cousin, Selena, her daughter, who has brain tumor and seizures, and told her that we, you know, were interested in purchasing her property, and actually called my mom, wanted to purchase her property, and to the point where it was actually kind of considered harassment by my family, and actually called the police over.
So wait, your mother hadn't passed away? I'm sorry, I missed that.
No, mom's still alive.
So how is it that your cousin was able to sign away property that was left in a will to your mother?
The selectman paid for her to do a survey, paid the surveyor to do a survey, and hired a title attorney, which they both technically shared. In other words, Selena, my cousin, and the selectman shared the same title attorney, and so Selena didn't really have anything to do with it. The selectman paid for the survey, hired the title attorney, and basically ran the whole show because we had refused to sell.
And the new survey found what again?
His survey, the tape and compass survey, found that Selena owned the property. And
that's your cousin?
Yep.
Okay, so your cousin had property next door to the property that was left to your
mom.
That's
correct.
Okay, that's the part that I didn't remember from the earlier conversation. So basically, they used this legal finagling, their connections, the good old boy network, to reallocate the property to the woman who was not as with it. They then took advantage of her in some way and got her to sign off on the sale of the property.
I believe that they did.
And then the judge backed it up in the court because he's in on it, too, was our speculation. They're all
just
working on it together.
Well, I am so confused over this. I have really had a major argument with my attorney, who is a good guy and a very intelligent, competent guy. And I really don't know what happened. And that's really why I called your show. A fellow listener, someone who was very impressed with your show, suggested, you know, you really need to, you know, to call in and get some advice on this.
Well, what are you looking for? Because, I mean, there's nothing you can really do, right? I mean, they basically kicked you out of court. You could try to appeal it to some higher level, but it's still their system and it's their judges, yep, and everything. So what are you looking for from us?
Well, I could appeal. My attorney would like $10,000 up front.
Well, I bet he would.
which we don't have.
Right.
And actually, you know, the judge has been appointed by, I believe, Obama to be the Attorney General for the state of Maine or some federal position. So, he's moving on.
How many acres was it before they stole some, and how many is it now?
Well, we've paid since 1969, roughly, when my grandfather died. We've paid taxes since then. I've got every original canceled check, every original receipt, and every original bill showing that we paid on a 50-acre parcel, which the 18 acres was part of. But there's thousands of acres up above us, the backside of Sugarloaf. There's a lot of windmill, a great deal of windmill activity in the area. Poland Spring has some aquifers somewhere.
Okay, but I'm sorry, 15 acres, what it was?
Is what they took of your 50?
You had 50, and they took 15?
They took 18.
Yep. So I just feel like if you were to somehow pay this lawyer $10,000, I mean, Sam, you paid a lawyer, and it didn't really work out for you.
No.
Before you go on, before you make any statement here, Ian, how much is it worth per acre where you are? I mean, I'm in, it depends on what it is. It's recreational land sometimes. It's commercial land other times. Commercial land's $1,000 an acre or $10,000 an acre. Some recreational land can be $100 an acre sometimes.
Yeah, technically, you know, I really nailed my attorney down. I said, listen, you know, David, tell me what is going on in the area. And he said, Cynthia, I think it's energy related and mineral extraction. So, of course, the current tax records of the real estate value doesn't show that. But I was able to Google the area in reference to windmills and found that there was a $19 million project. Phase one was $17 million. The second was $19 million. And it's in that area. So there is, and I've actually had the Department of Agriculture tell me that there is a lot going on in the area. And
that didn't really answer the question. The question was, what is it? What do you believe the value of those acres? What do you believe it to be
currently?
Not much.
Okay, talking about...
Well, but what she is saying, I think, is that if this $19 million project comes into that area, those people are going to be looking to do leases, long-term leases, to put their windmills up on people's property, which will pay royalties back to the property owner.
She'd been screwed. There's no doubt about it here. But, Mark, what was your intention in asking that question?
Well, I mean, if it's worth going after, then it's worth going after, but that doesn't mean you're
going
to win.
Well, shouldn't the lawyer take it on spec if it's worth going after? Shouldn't he be like, yeah, let's do this?
Not if he doesn't need the business.
Okay.
David's a good guy. You know, I really pinned him down.
If he was a good guy, wouldn't he do it on spec and then basically...
That doesn't mean good guy. It means a guy that's busy.
Is he that busy?
He might do that, but he has suggested to me there's a $2,000 fee to simply get the transcript.
Jeez.
At least I pinned him down, and I said, David, you got to tell me, and I'm feeling a little stupid and a little naive here. Tell me what is going on commercially in the area. And he said, Cynthia, I really think it's energy-related. I think mineral extraction.
Here's what I'd recommend for you, Cynthia. This is my opinion, and it's worth, a hill of beans. But they've taken it. They got it. They won. They're the government. You're not. And they will continue to win, and you'll just be pouring money into a lawyer.
It may very well be that they put these things up, and then you'll be able to offer your property up for more windmills later.
Maybe. I would cash out, move to New Hampshire.
Maybe those windmills would break down a lot.
Join the Free State Project, freestateproject.org, if you love freedom, that is. Thanks for the call, and good luck out there. Let us know what happens.
Bad for her.
Yeah, they screwed her. And what can you do when they screw you? Just get yourself set and go on with your life. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
In the decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
What started as an idea to provide power for a small hunting cabin has grown into a passion for creating an alternative energy source that's both affordable and reliable. At Wind Blue Power, our goal is to provide you with the best selection of parts and accessories to power your own ideas. Whether you're building a wind generator from scratch or you prefer a complete bolt-together kit, we've got you covered with fast worldwide shipping and impeccable customer service. Visit us at windbluepower.com. Think green, go blue at Wind Blue Power.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those, including our news updates. You get signed up, keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. You'll know it first if you get on the updates list. You can do it via email, you can do Twitter, you can do Facebook. You can get all three of them if you just go to news.freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the ones that work best for you. news.freetalklive.com. As I suggested a moment ago to Cynthia, good idea to escape from the tyranny. It's hard to fight the government, the good old boy network, because, well, they're entrenched. and they're in charge, and it's their courts.
You're not.
You're not. And if you try to play by their rules to try to take over the good old boy network from the inside out, you'll probably run up against a big brick wall. The bricks are beginning to be chinked away, though, here in New Hampshire. Even inside the political system, we're starting to see some success stories. You mentioned we had a knife story earlier about the TSA. Well, here in New Hampshire, you can carry any old kind of knife wherever you want. And that was a rule that has been overturned. There was a prohibition on switchblades.
And stilettos, two-sided knives.
Right, and so a lot
first
of different
in the nation that's been repealed.
Yeah, so it's been repealed, and that's progress in the political system. And I think those folks deserve a lot of credit for that. So we're starting to see some progress there. More people are moving here. They're getting involved in media creation. They're doing civil disobedience, non-cooperation. We've got a huge movement here, and it's only just begun. And it's huge only in comparison to the rest of the country, where it's just a bunch of guys in a dinner club having arguments about freedom. That's pretty much what the movement is in most of the rest of America. At least that's what it was like for me in Florida, and I know that a lot of people share that same experience. Up here, there are hundreds of people who've made the move already. Those of us in the studio tonight, we've done it. Mark, you and I moved back in 2006, Sam, '09, early '09,
yes.
And so it has been one of the best decisions I've ever made in my life. It's been so much fun being here, and I've met some of the most wonderful people. They're just great. So go to freestateproject.org to learn more about this movement, because it really is the key to liberty in our lifetimes, getting together with other like-minded people. Because once you've got enough people, the good old boys network just can't hack it anymore. Their network and their power rests on your obedience and the mass
apathy.
Obedience and the apathy of the public. And so when we can start to shift that and show people that there is hope, that you can have freedom if you actually take some risk and get involved and do something, we will have significant success. And you can help make that happen. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about it. BJ is on the line in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, BJ.
Hey, guys. Calling in about this interesting forum thread that's on FreeKing about L. Neil Smith not being too happy about using a part of his intellectual property.
Well,
yes.
Who's intellectual property?
L. Neil Smith.
How is it his intellectual property?
I don't know. I don't know if BJ actually believes that. Go ahead, BJ.
I was just calling to bring it up. You know?
Yeah, he just wants us to talk about it. We've been teasing it all night, and I thank you for the request. I mean, before we go on, do you have any comments you want to make on this?
Well, I would say that. Well, not really.
Did you sign? Are you one of the signers of the Shire Society Declaration?
I was.
All right, you're a socialist. You're a socialist.
Yeah, I am, right?
And a thief.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah,
a liar.
Thief, liar. Hey, thanks, BJ. Fatal. We'll talk about it in detail here. I appreciate you allowing us the excuse to bring that up. This is a wall-to-wall phone calls here tonight, and thank you for that. Of course, that's the point of the program. So today, well, let's preface this with a little bit of history. The Shire Society Declaration. Sam, what is it?
It's a document that was created and put together to sort of acknowledge that these systems of governance have failed over and over again, and that we as individuals have certain rights that we sort of laid out, that agreements are made through voluntary consent, that one person can't initiate force against another and call it legitimate, and 100 people can't initiate force against another group or individual and call that legitimate. And that, when things aren't done through voluntary means, through consent, through agreement, that they're null and invalid. And it's a way to recognize that and sort of commit to peace, commit to voluntary interactions, and commit to bringing about that society and holding that state of mind.
To be, I like the word commit, to explicitly align oneself via one's signature on a document that says these things, these mm-hmm. things that we hold of utmost importance, that we think are critical for the arrival of the voluntary society. So we're building the voluntary society, and this was kind of a stepping stone in that process. And to create the Shire Society Declaration, we used a document that existed as a basis in order to do that. It was the New Covenant by a man named L. Neil Smith.
was a one of the the living science fiction fantasy sort of writers, fiction writers out there.
I think he's a best-selling sci-fi author.
Yeah,
I mean, he's fairly well recognized.
He's a big deal in the Liberty community, and not a small deal in the science fiction community.
Right. So this guy has been long known in the libertarian community, and I don't remember how I came across his document. I think I actually found something that was much longer by somebody else at one point, and somebody suggested this as another option. So I don't even think it was me that came across it. But I took it and I posted that, his New Covenant, which he's got on his website. I copied the text and I put it on a forum post over at the Free Keen Forum. You can go to ShireSociety.com. It'll take you right to the special forum because there's a sub-forum about the Shire Society in the Free Keen Forum. So I posted it there and I said, let's create this new society. Let's use this as our basis and come up with some other ideas, because I didn't really like what it was reading as, and a lot of other people agreed with me. And so Sam, you, and Lance, one of the attorneys up here, we worked on it, and a bunch of other folks chimed in with their thoughts, and people made suggestions as to what should be changed, and we took some of those suggestions in and implemented them and created a new document. We didn't call it a new covenant. We called it the Shire Society Declaration. It is a different document than what L. Neil Smith created.
But the document looks very similar to the document that L. Neil Smith had. It's probably about half the size. It's got the numbers and the spacing very similar. I mean, it's in many ways looks very similar.
It looks similar to a lot of legal style documents.
And the intro and the second and the first thing are basically verbatim, right?
The first sentence, yeah.
So there's some similarities between the two documents, but a lot of change was put into this. There's about 12 pages of discussion and suggestions and things that that people wanted to change in different versions. You can see the progression of this as we were creating it. So we did that, and in the very first post where I posted the Shire, what was at that time A New Covenant by L. Neil Smith, I cited it. I said, this is where this came from.
When you go to the page, ShireSociety.com, you will be able to see L. Neil Smith's name within, immediately.
It's the first, no, not immediately. It's the sticky. When you go to ShireSociety.com, you go to a sub-forum of the Free Keen Forum. There is no Shire Society website. It just takes you to the Free Keen
Forum. It hasn't been put up yet.
Right. So the very first thing that is on that list of messages is the stickied one. That means it's important. We stuck it there. That's the one where this discussion happened. So the very first post of the very first message on this forum cites where this came from. So, lo and behold, I'm shocked to see an email in my inbox here today after we've had, 50 to 100 people sign these documents. We had a signing ceremony at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. You can listen to our Saturday night show from Porkfest, and you can hear this being signed on the air. We talked about it extensively at that time. An email comes into to my inbox from L. Neil Smith, and I'll share you the contents of that here in a few moments. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
The Drain Claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The Drain Claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the Drain Claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the Drain Claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Wow.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. Give the features there free, so enjoy those on us. Including listening options, live streams, webcam, listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance. Go to listen.freetalklive.com, plus our brand new 24/7 satellite channel. Well, it's not Free Talk Live 24/7. It's the Liberty Radio Network, but you still can hear us live there. Go to listen.freetalklive.com to look at all those options. Now then, government school is necessary to prepare young people for citizenship. After all, where else could a curious and creative individual learn how to be a meaningless part of a large and uniform group of dependent followers who are constantly being watched, managed, and told what to do? School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of government-controlled education. Visit the new site at schoolsucksproject.com to make a profile, join the forums, and help the ideas spread. That's schoolsucksproject.com. So, on to the discussion here of the drama that exploded today and is currently exploding as we speak over at the Free Keen Forum, the Shire Society subforum. You can just go to shiresociety.com. It'll take you right to the relevant place. You can look at what is now like a 12-page long thread that's created since this afternoon, where I received an email first from Lance Weber, who's one of the Free Stater attorneys up here. He's actually just about ready to get his bar license. Really a useful, helpful guy who's really helping out behind the scenes with, like, Curtis, one of our co-hosts who's been aggressed against, etc. And so I got this first email. The first email came in from Lance. It kind of alerted me to what was going on with this L. Neil Smith character, who is a apparently very famous libertarian author.
You asked in this thread about condescension. Calling someone a character, condescending.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't see any reason why I shouldn't condescend to this guy. He
just
told
me
I was a thief. He called me a thief and a liar.
Just make sure.
And a vandal.
Understand what condescension sounds like.
And he called Sam a vandal and a thief. And he called Lance a vandal and
certainly
a thief.
Tempers are flared over this one.
So, Lance writes in, he says, so I don't know what the context is of this. He says, I don't know whether anyone's representing the Shire Society Declaration as his or her original work, but I don't believe that to be the case. Mm-hmm. I participated in writing some of the text of that document in a thread on the Free Keen Forum. He then links to it. I don't speak for anyone else in this matter and don't consider myself a founder of the Shire Society, because what had happened is L. Neil Smith posted a comment on an article about the Shire Society Declaration, asking to get in touch with whoever was in charge, basically.
Show us your leaders. Yeah. Take us to your leaders.
So Lance is responding to him here, saying that please accept my apology for failing to be courteous enough to try to contact you to let you know that your A New Covenant inspired us to create the Shire Society Declaration. Two different documents. I'm sorry that I didn't think to personally invite you to participate in the drafting process, but I figured that you were way out of my league and that didn't have the time or inclination to bother with an unknown stranger like me. Actually, a couple years ago, I emailed you about unrelated issues and never got a response. No big deal. You understand these things. These people are busy, right?
Yep.
The last thing this guy is doing is probably responding to every single email he gets. He says, I wasn't present at the signing ceremony of the Shire Society Declaration, but I wish I would have thought to suggest that someone invite you to attend. If you would like to sign the document, I think that would be fantastic and, of course, very appropriate. If you have other concerns or requests regarding the document, or if you'd like to discuss anything else, please don't hesitate to contact me. And then about 15 minutes later, I received, and you received, he emailed this to all three of us, Lance, myself, and Sam, this response from L. Neil Smith. Mr. Weber et al., I don't know what writing you think you did. This document of yours is plagiarized directly from my covenant of unanimous consent, absolutely without my knowledge or permission, and without even giving me proper credit as the author. What's worse, you have altered and damaged my property, again without my knowledge or permission. And then he cites the URL to his website where he has his new covenant, which is an excerpt.
That's the one that's damaged?
That's what his claim is. Yeah, he's been damaged. Oh, and he adding insult to injury, you have deprived me of income I derive from accepting and archiving the document. Now, you see, if you go to L. Neil Smith's website, which is lneilsmith.org, now you have to actually click through a few things to find his new covenant. It's clearly not one of the most important pages on his site. Otherwise, it'd be on the front page. You actually have to click into his essays section, and then you can find the new covenant. Now, once you actually look at the new covenant, you'll see that there's a little bit of a signature area at the bottom, and beneath that it says, okay, you can send this to this address with $2 for handling and archiving. So his intention apparently was to have people sign this, send a copy to him, and he puts it away in whatever archival process that is. For $2, I don't imagine it's too intense. Probably just putting it in a file folder somewhere. And so that's what he's claiming. He's losing money. I'm like, your Shire Society Declaration is depriving me of money. Now, as the discussion that is still going right now at ShireSociety.com reveals, many of the people who signed the Shire Society Declaration explicitly did not want to sign L. Neil Smith's A New Covenant.
Yeah,
they read his document, and they didn't like it.
I would not have signed it. And, this is the thing. His original copy is still on his website. It hasn't been altered. It hasn't been changed. It hasn't been damaged. He's, I don't know where he's coming off saying that this has been stolen from him. And
the idea is that he owns it. He owns the new covenant, and you can't do anything to it that he disapproves of.
So
he later on says in the thread via email to different participants, because other people besides myself and Lance and Sam or whatever have been writing him about this, and he later on reveals that it's not about restitution for him, although he will accept us admitting that we're socialists as restitution.
Socialist scum.
Socialist scum. Thank you. But it's not about that for him. It's about the fact that it's been changed. That we changed his document without his approval or consent. He actually uses the term butchered in one of his emails.
And that would clearly be changed. Now, I'd like to chime in on this one for a second, because I think that so there's a fundamental issue and an underlying issue. And I agree that it's the that his writing was changed as the underlying issue. The fundamental issue is a difference of beliefs on what intellectual property is.
Sure.
Now, I would say, you guys would say no such thing as intellectual property. It's an idea. You can't have, ideas can't be, you know, it's not property.
You can copy an idea as many times as you want, and the original idea is not harmed.
And L. Neil Smith would say, property's property. You have, this is the same as robbing a bank. At least those are some of the parallels he's made.
Ludicrous.
I would say, I agree that it's ludicrous. I would say that intellectual property is, in fact, property, because property is property because people agree that it's property.
Okay,
that's a good idea, Mark.
Many people agree that intellectual property should be property. However, I don't think that those people think of it as the same way, and I'd like to give some examples. There are so many things that we reference from the past. If you would have pulled the Shire Society document from Beowulf, nobody would have said anything. But what about all those descendants of the first bard that created the story of Beowulf? Or if you would pull it from the Bible or what?
Hold on. Let's read right from his document. Have you ever heard the phrase, the individual rights of life, liberty, and property anywhere in any document?
In the Constitution.
Yeah. Well, it's also in the first sentence of his covenant. Where did he steal that from?
Well,
he borrowed it.
Wait. I don't think this is right. No, I don't think so.
Oh,
I don't think that's a fair
argument.
Those
not
guys
that.
Are dead. You can steal their
there's
ideas.
There's a style issue involved here, and I think that you're not being completely intellectually, rigorously honest to say that the Shire Society declaration is very much like and clearly is foundationally influenced by the New Covenant document. Whereas
I wouldn't deny that at all.
He was
foundationally
given credit.
Yeah, he was.
Right.
But the argument that, the dictionary is copyrighted, so therefore you can't use any words.
You know what, this is as absurd, Mark, as the creators of Pong suing Arkanoid, a later kind of version of a paddle and a ball breaking bricks. The first game, I think it was Arkanoid, where they get to break the bricks. So, you took our idea of having a paddle and balls and you added bricks. That's not fair.
Well,
that's
Ian,
the same thing.
Ian, what I'm telling you that I believe is that there needs to be some, intellectual property is different than regular property. It needs to be defined in some manner differently. Codified in law, I don't think that the government's the best organization to handle this, but I do think that people that, the people that don't like intellectual property that are artists and writers and things like that generally are unsuccessful. The successful ones want to see their intellectual property protected.
That's not true. There have been successful writers and creators that release things publicly.
It's a general statement.
It's just a statement about the way things were, Mark. That's all.
Indeed, the world is changing.
Argumentum ad olmstum or whatever it is.
Antiquium. Indeed, the world is changing. There's no doubt about it.
And L. Neil Smith is a relic. More coming up here. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. We'll continue here. We may go into overtime here tonight as well because there's a lot more to this controversy. You can also take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumathin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumathinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumathinPlus.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NOTE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, though honestly at this point most of the calls are going to be about this intellectual property issue. So we will, by the way, invite you to our website at freetalklive.com. You can go there and enjoy the various different features and enjoy them for free at freetalklive.com. If you want to support the show, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We will take that money in, reinvest it into the program, get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and also expose new people to the ideas of freedom. That's worth $3 a month, right? Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, podcasts, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. Use any major credit card, PayPal, some alternative options. It's all there. amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about a bit of controversy that has bubbled up here over the last, 12 hours, involving a science fiction author who claims to be a bigger libertarian than me and Sam. It's the old libertarian D-wagging contest here going on, even though, by the way, the FCC apparently has been overturned in the appeals courts today, and that fleeting obscenity is okay, apparently. Now, according to, we can get to that story tomorrow night, but we'll still be using the dumb machine, nonetheless, because our affiliates still won't like fleeting profanity. I digress. So L. Neil Smith, this alleged libertarian science fiction author.
Now, because he questions your libertarianism, you have to question his. I mean, really. Yeah. That's what it's.
No, I've read his emails.
The mudslinging that you have to get into.
Don't be a douchebag, man. He didn't have to call me names. He didn't have to accuse me of being a thief and a liar and a vandal and a socialist.
Let's
as
assume
well.
For a second that he's acting like a douchebag. Do you successfully teach douchebags not to be douchebags by treating them like douchebags?
I don't care about teaching him anything.
Then
not my business.
Then why are you? Then at this point, all you're doing is exploiting this conversation for your benefit. If
that's
you're not
precisely
trying to build,
right. He's a foil for the purpose of doing this radio show.
If you're not trying to benefit,
that's what this is, Mark.
Yeah, well,
I promoted this on the on Facebook. I promoted it on the updates list. This guy wanted look, Mark, in his email, and I haven't had a chance to get to it because we already broke down in the conversation here. He threatens to go public with this. And so, fine, I can go public with it, too. So, right now, at this point in our email conversation, we're just going back and forth. Actually, I haven't even written him back yet. So we're still reading the email from him where he is responding to Lance, who's one of the activists up here, the attorney. attorney, anarchist at law, Lance Weber. And it says here in his email, theft and vandalism are not the basis on which a basis, actually, is what he puts in there. Theft and vandalism are not the basis on which a free society can be established. I suggest that you get together with your friends and try to figure out how you're going to make restitution to me. Otherwise, my next communications about this situation will be as public as I can make them. I am blind CCing this cop or blind copying this message to my attorney. So this was all real quiet. There had been no, you know, explosion of, you know, discussion at this point. Although little to my knowledge, Lance was going to post this shortly over at the forum. So I responded, and I tried my best to be as nice as I possibly could about
this. You really are
not very nice. Yeah.
I did my best, okay?
I'm with Mark on this one.
Genetically incapable of not being condescending.
He just insulted me.
He's just a flaming...
Boy, he just condescended on me by calling me a thief and a vandal, right? So he just insulted me and came out swinging and said he was going to make this public if we didn't do what he wanted us to do, right? So he's coming out threatening me, and then he says he CCs his lawyer. So he threatens and insults. Here's my response. Hello, L. Neal. I'm sorry to hear from you in this manner. Allow me to clarify the situation for you, as you are mistaken.
I'm going
to
ding-ding every time I hear condescension.
All right, good.
It'll be good.
First, the Shire Society Declaration was created using your covenant as an inspiration, as was fully credited here. And I provide the link to where we had the discussion about changing his covenant into the Shire Society Declaration. So I've proven now that he was wrong, that he didn't get credit. He got credit right in the first post.
Well, credit may not be to the level that he would have liked to have seen.
He got credit. He claimed he didn't get any.
Okay.
As you can see on that thread, there are about a dozen pages of discussion relating to how we modified your document. The final version, which you can see the text of here, so I linked him because I figured, well, maybe this guy just saw the first post and thought, well, we just copied his exact document. So here's the link to the final version that is clearly very different from the original. So I linked to that. I said, it's not the same as your covenant, so I'm afraid you're incorrect on both counts. Number one.
It sounds like, depending on how you listen to it, it can sound condescending.
I'm proving him
not
wrong.
Yet.
That's all.
It gets worse.
It does certainly get worse, but I mean, you know, it's a slight ding.
It's not your document. Number two, credit was clearly given to you in the very first post. So his accusations are incorrect. That's all I'm doing there. It would have been likely that you've been given credit as the inspiration for the declaration on the forthcoming Shire Society website. But given your threatening demeanor, I'm less than inclined to encourage that now.
Ding, ding.
Whatever. I'm pretty surprised, actually, that you would write us in this fashion. You appear to be threatening to use the violence of the state against us, your fellow peaceful liberty lovers. Your actions appear to be a violation of your own covenant's first section on individual sovereignty. In fact, you've got in front of you right now, right, Sam, the new covenant. Can you read the first, just the first section on individual sovereignty?
This is L. Neal Smith's document.
This is his version, yeah. If you don't have it, I can probably...
Well, I have it. I'm just not sure where you want me to start.
It says something like first.
Oh, one. First. Yeah. I'm sorry. Okay. First, that we shall henceforward recognize each individual to be the exclusive proprietor of his or her own existence and of all products of that existence, holding no obligation binding among individuals except those to which they voluntarily and explicitly consented.
Now, did you consent to a set of rules in regards to Mr. Smith's...
I have not.
His text on his website? I didn't either. So there was no consent there, and so therefore, how did anything get violated?
I don't see... Okay, I understand your guys' stance on this, but what I'm saying is that he has a different view on what intellectual property is.
I'm just reading his words, Mark. His words say nothing can be bound unless you bind yourself.
In there,
we are not bound to whatever his belief system is, okay? We didn't come to an agreement. There's no social contract. Let me continue. It says here in his email, but again, this is my email to him. So appear to have violated your own covenant's first section on individual sovereignty. It would probably be best for you to simply apologize for your confusion
and
let this matter drop. Now, this is my response to his threats, right? So I'm responding to a threat here. Although, if you insist on publicizing your mistaken impressions, it will only provide us with more publicity. I can also publicize your very anti-libertarian demeanor on my national radio program.
I think this is a great point here, is that... Free Talk Live, the Shire Society and all that, the Shire Society mainly, is getting, he's giving them huge publicity.
And I'm letting him know this. Right. This is still private. This email.
I want L. Neil Smith to get publicity. This please, go out and buy L. Neil Smith's books. You will love them. They're great liberty-oriented fiction.
But do you understand?
And I want people to read liberty-oriented fiction. However, what he's doing is, the people he's mad at, he's giving them publicity.
And I'm explaining
that to him.
You
know, like,
and you're calling it condescending, me explaining this to him.
You're condescending, yeah. You just can't help it, dude.
So you're saying I shouldn't explain to him what he's doing. You are
the
promoting.
The way in which you're explaining it,
yeah,
is
you
just
are
a little
not very good at this. I'm sorry.
Don't be a dick. You're promoting what it is. I'm explaining to him what it is he's doing. He is essentially setting himself up for negative publicity, and he's setting us up for positive for publicity.
He's made a living off of being crusty, Ian. I mean, it's not something new where Neil Smith is not crusty.
I said, I'm sure my listeners would appreciate knowing about this incident and how you handled it, as you have quite a reputation as a libertarian author within the movement. So, threat for a threat, right? He threatens us. I've now threatened him back.
Because two wrongs make a right.
Yes.
That's a good way to solve problems.
We have done you no harm. It's the same thing I did when that grocery store screwed me over. I told them I was going to talk about it on my radio show, and it got them to behave.
Just
I was hoping this would get him to go and leave this alone so we didn't have to talk about it. But he didn't want to leave it alone. Anyway, I said, we've done you no harm, and it's sad that you're not excited to see your ideas manifest into something greater, and instead have chosen to lash out with threats and attempts at intimidation. I hope to hear good things from you, namely an apology. All the best.
Bing.
Yep.
Now, it's true. I am not, the greatest. I actually had somebody on the thread on the Freaking Forum. I asked them, well, how would you have written back to this guy? And they wrote a really brilliant thing.
Yeah.
But then again, they weren't insulted by the guy, and he didn't attack them directly.
It was et al. You were insulted by the title et al., which wasn't even you, titularly. And so that person, the same person who wrote it.
No, it was my email address that it was written to.
Fine.
So the individual who was writing the very brilliant one.
You have control of your feelings, Ian.
Yes,
you
I
have
certainly
no
do.
No excuse for going off like
I
this.
I didn't go off. I didn't go off. You want me to go off? I could go off on this guy. I did not go off. I just simply said, look, you should let this go. We gave you credit. You said we didn't give you credit. Here's the proof. We gave you credit. I showed him the proof that he was incorrect in his accusations. And I said, look, leave this alone or else this is what will happen. Because he said, you better do this or else this will happen. So I just came back with that.
Before the end of the show, I would like to point out that no money's been made off the Shire Society signing or anything like that.
No, we spent money on this.
And I don't know. One can claim that his intellectual property has been wronged. But exactly what is the harm?
Stick around. We're going to look quantifiable
about it.
We're
not according to his own document.
Those of you on the radio,
that.
You can't stay unless you go to freetalklive.com. We're going to do an extended edition here in mere moments.
Hopefully
so
we can take these callers.
We will take the calls here also, and extended edition coming up in moments here at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold before your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.